My Life Today, September 10. John's Love and Loyalty, Examples of Sanctified Lives. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The confiding love and unselfish devotion manifested in the life and character of John present lessons of untold value to the Christian church. Some may present him as possessing this love independent of divine grace, but John had, by nature, serious defects of character. He was proud and ambitious and quick to resent slight and injury. John desired to become like Jesus, and under the transforming influence of the love of Christ, he became meek and lowly of heart. Self was hid in Jesus. He was closely united to the living vine, and thus became a partaker of the divine nature. Such will ever be the result of communion with Christ. This is true sanctification. There may be marked defects in the character of an individual, yet when he becomes a true disciple of Jesus, the power of divine grace makes him a new creature. Christ's love transforms, sanctifies him. But when persons profess to be Christians, and their religion does not make them better men and better women in all the relations of life, living representatives of Christ in disposition and character, they are none of his. John enjoyed the blessing of true sanctification. But Mark, the apostle, does not claim to be sinless. He is seeking perfection by walking in the light of God's countenance. He testifies that the man who professes to know God and yet breaks the divine law gives the lie to his profession. While we are to love the souls for whom Christ died and labor for their salvation, we should not make a compromise with sin. We are not to unite with the rebellious and call this charity. God requires his people in this age of the world to stand, as did John in his time, unflinchingly for the right, in opposition to soul-destroying errors.